And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right. Thank you, Woody. DBJ, Don Bailey Jr., Kane's radio analyst, along with Joe Z. Been together for a long time now. Join us this morning. DBJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Getting ready for a big football game over there in Tampa tomorrow.
So, I know. I just hope there's, and it hasn't happened, just not any kind of letdown. And these guys have seen that this USF team is a little different. All they got to do is watch the Alabama game. I don't care about the other games. Watch how they played Alabama with 5 or 6 minutes left. And they can run it, man. And if there's one part of this game, that's Jason Taylor's guys on that D-line. Hey, man, we got to stop the run, right? Is that number one for you?
It's number one on that side of the ball is absolutely the case, Joe. I think that their quarterback does a phenomenal job in the run game. I mean, he was 800-something yards rushing last year and 3,000 yards passing. So, I mean, he's a bona fide dual threat. He's not a half-half guy where, sometimes he'll throw, sometimes he'll run. He can do both, and they manage him very, very well in every single game.
Hey, so on the other side of the ball for you, one nice thing about it with Cam Ward, if for some reason you stop the run, that's okay because we're going to spread it out and throw it all over the place. Yep. I love his makeup. I think his makeup says a lot about this team and the consistency emotionally that they've had so far.
You know, he's a direct reflection of the head coach and the coaching staff where he gets the one game at a time. He understands the importance of intensity on practice on every single snap and then going heavy 2 days a week, you know, in pads and thumping each other. He gets it. He understands the process. And here's the thing is he embraces it. And he also gets everybody on the same page on that side of the football. And if that defense gets out of line, I've seen it many times. He'll go over there and get them going too.
Yeah, that's good to see. No question. Hey, the original offensive line, you expect everybody back or for this game?
I don't know yet. I really don't. Well, I was there Tuesday, and it looked like it was going to be there. And then after that, I have no idea what's going to happen. I know that. You know, Carpenter looks good. I don't know the status of Inez and Jalen.
Yeah, that'll be. Hey, listen. So far, 6 and 7 have been pretty damn good. There's not a problem there. You like the way they both played, right?
I love it. And you know, Coach Mirabal does a great job of teaching everybody the same way. You know, his answer is if you're in at number 6, you've been taught the same way. You've been explained everything the same way. The expectations are the same. If it doesn't matter if it's 6, 7, 8, or 9. That's the approach they take, and he takes it every single day.
What's been the best story for you besides, obviously, the quarterback, who everybody in the country's talking about, even the Heisman Trophy stuff and everything else? But for you, is there a group or an individual player you're going, wow, this has been really refreshing to see?
Well, you know, one that may be the most boring is how Zach Carpenter came in at center and replaced the guy from last year who was so helpful and successful. So I think that's something that I've enjoyed watching. I see him get better every week, but I don't think enough praise has been put on the defense, Joe. I mean, you talk about that secondary, you lose three draft picks out of that secondary, and you know, keep your fingers crossed coming into the fourth game of the year, and the secondary has been very productive, and they've done a great job with communication. They've had takeaways, they're involved in the run game. I think that's been a pleasant surprise for everybody because I think, me included, that was where I had the biggest doubts coming into the season. But I will say this, that defensive line's helped that secondary a lot.
Oh, boy, they get after it. Boy, there's no question about that. It's just so much better. And by the way, everybody that comes on here, they talk about him as one of the most talented 4 or 5 teams. They put him right up there with the top guys. But it's learning how to win games like this one coming up and not looking forward to a Friday night game with Virginia Tech, your first ACC game of the year, which has been kind of weird. It's taken so long to get into the schedule. But, boy, this South Florida team, I know you've looked at it. They look a little different than the old teams, don't they?
They do, Joe. They got a receiver, number 38, who you'll think is Xavier Restrepo, right? They've got an offensive line that is as old as the one Miami faced last week against Ball State, but they've got a lot more talent, and they're a little bit of bigger. And their defense is chaos. You know, it's a book right out of a page right out of Lance Guidry's book. I mean, they bring it on third down from every direction, and you can't really do a good job of anticipating them because they do a great job of mixing it up.
You know what's amazing? This game's either going to be a sellout or like really, really close to it in Tampa Bay. I mean, there's going to be a big crowd for this one, and I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of Canes fans. There's a lot of them jumping on the bandwagon for back to traveling again.
I think so too, Joe. You look at those numbers, and they said that they sold out the student section, USF did, in record time. So, like, they had to open up the upper deck and get another 16,000 seats. So, how many Miami fans are in Tampa going to college, and how many Miami fans are making their way up there? My belief is there's going to be a big Miami contingency in Tampa, and we need it. You know, we need it. Why wouldn't you do it? Right?
You've been waiting to have a good team like this. You might as well go up and enjoy it and get behind it and everything. By the way, I got to ask you. We got Frank Gore going to join us, future Hall of Famer. I think first ballot unless something crazy happens here. Where's he ranked for you? He played on some of those great teams and. I think he play with like Willis McGahee and some other guys when he came in and by the way had crazy things happen. He had ACL surgery on both knees and then became one of the most durable NFL players of all time. What do you think of Frank? Where's he ranked for you with all the group?
Well, I can tell you this, the first day I walked out to practice when he was a true freshman, it was the first day of practice, and he flashed immediately. I'll never forget. I remember see it in my mind's eye right now. He flashed immediately. And then from that second, I started watching him. But when you look at his career, whether it was at Miami or in the NFL, you have to put him towards the top. Edgerrin James, to me, is my favorite, right? That guy just the way he played the game and the way he was able to catch the football and the way that he took college to the NFL. Frank Gore's neck and neck because what Frank Gore had to overcome off the field. You mentioned those surgeries, Joe. Who does that and then goes to the National Football League and give you 10,000 yards or plus, right? I mean, what he has accomplished with the obstacles in the way leads me to believe that he's got to be one of the best of all time, and he's being proven. You go in the NFL Hall of Fame, it's pretty impressive.
By the way, 16,000 yards.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was half off almost, right?
Yeah, like 2,000 total yards. I mean, my guy catching out, he's crazy good, no question
Joe,
about
maybe,
it.
Maybe it's 10,000 yards before he's 30.
Yeah, right. I mean? 10,000 like the first 5 years or something, Joe. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. No, I got you. You know, I hate. And I know you get asked all the time because it always pops up. And I got a brother-in-law hits me with, hey, who's your favorite running back of all time with the Canes? Or because you can do this at every position. Now, I think I hit you with the Jim Kelly. You know, and I know we got other – I mean, we got Heisman Trophy winners. kind of hard to, you know, you start doing that. But it is fun. And it is so nice to see this team – talent-wise and the depth. And by the way, some of the young guys getting better and better. We got a young corner from St. Thomas. He was obviously they loved him. They offered him a scholarship, but not exactly your five-star guy. And he looks like he was made for college football day one, how good he's been.
And when you say day one, it really was day one because he wasn't there in the spring. Yeah, I mean,
that's right. You can't from St.
Right?
Thomas. You can't graduate early. You're exactly right.
Yeah, he was
something else, man. He was just unbelievable.
And they had a feeling for that. You know, the second you saw him on one-on-ones, you could realize that he was a little bit different. And he's come in and hasn't lost a step against anybody that he's faced. Now, I think what we're seeing here, Joe, at Miami is because of Coach Cristobal and what he's done recruiting wise, how he's raise the level of talent across the entire team, these guys got to compete. I mean, who are you going to go against that's better than the bunch you're going against at practice. And that's what it was when Miami was at its peak. That's what it was like.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to finding some place on the West Coast to be able to watch this game, man. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Don, thank you, man. Really, really appreciate you coming on, and let's keep it rolling and go in undefeated with Virginia Tech coming to town next week. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bubba. There's a rumor that you're coming to that Friday night game, JoJo.
There's a very good chance that. By the way, I won't be by myself. She's gonna break her long streak of not going to a sporting event that could be at like 30 years right now. I believe Mrs. Rose is going with me to that game.
I think you need to make sure that you or I can make the right phone calls that you get her the grand experience.
Yeah.
You know, we got her to come by our box, get her on the sideline, give her the grand tour of the place, man.
I'll try. I'll see how she takes that. But, hey, man, good luck with everything. Really looking forward to watching this game. Thanks.
All right, same to you, Joe. Bye.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., Canes radio analyst here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM along with Joe Z. We got a lot more stuff to get to, and we're hoping that Frank Gore is going to join us here in the 8 o'clock hour. We do know Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us in the 9 o'clock hour, so we do have a lot of stuff to get to. All right, sports-related injuries, man. I hate talking about them. I hate being injured, but you know what? Mike McDaniel said it best. There's a 100% chance at some point everybody's going to get injured in football. He's right. Kind of laugh when you hear it, and then you go, he's right. He's right on that one. Hey, well, it is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, Baptist Health South Florida, along with a lot of different things. Boy, I'll tell you what, their sports program doesn't take a back seat to anyone, not with the specialist and not with the doctors they put together. My gosh, are they good. You talk about some of the top sports surgeons in the business, some of the top specialists. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand and back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles doctors, because the Achilles has become one of the biggest injuries that they're seeing now here in South Florida. So they've gone out and just got top-notch doctors to go with great facilities. I talk about three of them here in South Florida, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, but also at Hard Rock Stadium now, at the right next to the training facility. And Broward County, they put one in an absolute perfect place. Whether you're east side or west side, north or south, doesn't matter in Broward County. The new facilities on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation, man, the pineapple is healthy, well, and ready for you. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
Couple of things to get you caught up on here before we continue on. First, let's get you weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 79 degrees still. Looks like rain is coming at, let's say, 5 o'clock. Best of luck. Plan ahead for that, perhaps. And before we get back to the show, how about a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market opens up in about an hour from now. The NASDAQ futures are down 43 points. Dow futures are up 9 points, and the S&P are down 8 points. Joe.
All right, Woody. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're still expecting to have Frank Gore join us. Third leading rusher of all time. That's strange to say, right? When you look at all the great running backs, and Frank is number three. So we hope Frank can join us, and Mike Florio will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We got Skylar Thompson, the Skylar Thompson Show, ready to start his fourth start coming up. Had two regular season starts his rookie year, also started the playoff game, and here he goes. Time to watch, learn. Should know everything. Not saying he's done everything that Tua's done, but he's had a chance to watch up close. And so mentally, he should be ready to go. Hey, man, he needs his big guys to make plays and help him out. And he needs a real good game plan from his coaching staff. And I said this. I like Mike as a play caller. I saw some articles yesterday, and some of our great podcasters that care a lot about the team are saying Mike should give up play calling. Why would you say that? After two games.
Wait, people are really saying that?
Yeah.
But that's like Mike's thing, though, isn't it?
So being like an offensive guy, that's kind of his, like,
yeah, Mike,
what they brought him in for,
right?
His thing.
And listen, so he's going to make some adjustments. He did not have a good game. His game plan was not a good one last week. It was not a good one. It was a head scratcher to me. Like, his job is to get creative and find ways to get the guys the ball down the field, the two special guys, the two guys that you paid a lot of money to. Because now, as we're starting to see the guys that have the money, there's a big difference between the guys that don't. And you got to hit on the guys. They got to have an impact. The guys that are making the money. I'm sorry. Not all men are equal on a 53-man roster. And so you need some big performances, and Mike needs to come up with some things to – and by the way, you know, I'm talking about this. Tyreek Hill was talking about this, and Coach has got some cool things he wants to do. And I think he realizes recently that teams have done a much better job of taking those guys away, those two guys on the outside away. And so he's got to get creative, especially now with Skylar Thompson. And find out what he does best. And again, I know Mike knows more about Skylar Thompson, and Skylar Thompson knows about himself as far as what he can and can't do, because Mike's got every number possible with that group of guys he has working behind him that help him with numbers and percentages and all those type of things. So speaking of that, and the Dolphins are down. They averaged 29 points a game last year, and through two games, we're averaging 15 points per game. Half. Well, by the way, this is going on all over the NFL right now. The numbers are down. They're way down in the NFL. We've seen 50-yard field goals up. We've seen everything else down. So Mel Kiper comes out. Listen, I think Mel Kiper's been great. Anybody in radio that doesn't like Mel Kiper has got to be a complete idiot, because everybody – there's a reason that everybody does mock drafts, including local guys who don't know that much about guys outside of this market. They copy each other, but it all, the originator is Mel Kiper. He is the mock draft pioneer king, so he gets a lot of credit for that. But I got to tell you, when he starts coming out and he starts talking about outlawing too deep, is one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever heard. Now, if you hear too deep, talking about two safeties splitting the field with zone or man-to-man underneath, all the guys and corners and linebackers and man-to-man coverage on all their skill guys, knowing that they have help over the top. So, in theory, you're supposed to be able to take away the deep throws down the middle of the field on the deep post, as well as takeoffs down the sideline. That's kind of, without getting real technical here, on stuff the hell I don't know about anyway. So right now, it's 21 points a game is what the league is averaging. 21 points a game. Not great. Not great.
But you know how it goes, man. Scoring goes down.
But I got to
change
tell you
the rules or whatever.
This too deep thing that he brings is one of the most Mel, it was one you got out of your league.
He would have been better off saying they should play with 10.
That was a really, really dumb comment to now tell the defense. By the way, can you take anything else away from the defense? And they're still, it's great. They're doing everything. How you tackle, how you hit the quarterback. You can't jam except on the ball. Any contact down the field, they call if it's close, pass interference on the defense, not the offense. We're doing everything we can to tie up the hands of defenders. We can't do any more.
Joe, you had an NFL team that didn't score a touchdown last night.
I know.
They scored 3 points.
Yeah,
and that is, by the way, that is bad for business.
That team looked terrible.
Yes, they did.
Does Carolina play the Patriots? That team looked
awful. You
want to
see a battle of the two worst teams?
But anyway, I just want to say we had a guy that destroyed too deep. And I know it's a terrible – it's not a good example. I understand that when you talk about Dan Marino. I'm surprised you didn't stop me.
It is a bad example. Yeah. Bunch of texters hit you with that.
He took two deep, and he destroyed it. Matter of fact, he took three deep and threw between the three deep guys, and he threw it like it was too deep, and he destroyed that. But I'm glad people are ripping me like, really? You're going to bring up Dan Marino of all people? Well, listen, the concept of if you look people off and you got a good arm down the, you should just chew this up. And you got time to throw. You got to have time to throw it. Can't do it every down. You will get sacked. But it was one of the most ridiculous things of all time to tell the safeties they need to move down and be closer to the linebackers is stupid. One of the worst things, the dumbest thing, those guys that played in the league that listened to that yesterday, and I know they can't say anything to Mel, you're a nice guy, but it's one of the dumbest things you've ever said. And by the way, the mock draft, you know, a lot of you out there probably get his mock draft information for next year. You probably already have the first copy for next year. That's stupid. Now we're going to blame the two deep safeties that we can't, like, just, like, what do you want? Bump and run, no help, and so we'll go from there. And if you miss your jam, you're screwed. Or if they don't get there quickly, listen, there's a lot of different parts of what's going on while you're not having success right now. But most of it has to do with offenses, not the defenses. Most of it, is your offensive line good enough to protect? Is your play action good enough? Are your wide receivers good enough? Those Patriot wide receivers, that's not a great group. And by the way, the other, I will tell you.
Still, man, 3 points is bad for business.
It is.
Like, I get where Kuiper's coming from. That game last night stunk.
You can't say too deep, though.
It was just not a very entertaining
game. You want to
come
up with some ideas, and I'm sure the league's looking like, what else can we screw the defense on? What else can we do?
You've had, what, 2 clunkers in a row on Thursday Night Football? Right, our game was terrible.
Terrible.
This game last night was really bad. Yeah. I think the most exciting thing to come out of the game last night was Aaron Rodgers pushing his coach. That was probably the most exciting thing.
By the way, the story they both tell and the way that he walked away from him,
so weird,
I think,
man.
Aaron Rodgers still mad at his coach for throwing him under the bus during minicamp.
I don't know. He's an idiot, though, isn't he? Like,
nobody.
You gotta know there's cameras on you, dude.
I got some buddies can hold a grudge. Nobody holds a grudge like Aaron Rodgers. Anybody that didn't talk to their mom and dad for 10 years?
Somebody said, they sent us a tweet. They said they thought Robert Saleh was Aaron Rodgers' dad. The way he pushed him away. He went for the hug there.
Why? Now, you got to know when you act like that there's going to be a close-up. On a Thursday night football game, you just had your best game since coming back from the Achilles. Your coach gets a win. You guys are 2-1. And then you got to go screw it up with, like, you're mad at him that he touched you, and then come up with some bogus story about something else. It doesn't match up. I looked at that and I go, it doesn't look like that. There was no laugh like, hey, 2 touchdowns up. But it was kind of like, leave me alone, MF-er.
It is kind of funny, though, when they try to, like, justify it. So we had the most famous one of those of all time, I think, down here, right? Remember when LeBron bumps Bo?
Yeah. Boy, they tried to spin that ways, too.
It's just the heat of the battle, all that stuff. And it's like,
LeBron goes, you know, Harry, Spo, one of the best in the business. He is the man. It is amazing how that's changed through the years, isn't it? Hey, right now, we're hopefully going to have Frank Gore join us in just a few minutes here, but Atlantic Men's Clinic, I do have to talk to you about ED and low T. I hate doing it, but, man, I got to tell you, I had it. I had it bad. It wasn't just low T that I was tired all the time. I had to come clean. It was ED, too. My sex drive was gone. Apologizing to my wife before I even got in bed. Sorry. Not tonight. I got to laugh at myself because it's gone. And I did not want to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I did not. I go, no. And they go, just go meet with them. I go, no, I don't want. You ever go to a party you really didn't want to go to, and then when you left, you're going, damn, I didn't want to leave. I had a great time. Well, that's what happens when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Nobody wants to go down with the embarrassment of having ED and low T. But, guys, it happens. It kicks in your early 40s and 50s. It hit me hard in my 60s, real hard. And I told my buddies, I said, listen, man, I got a problem, and I want to get it taken care of in Atlantic Men's Clinic. That's what they take care of, ED and low T. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. If it's something you've been thinking about and you haven't done, here's the number. They'll give you all the testing. You'll find out exactly. They'll give you your numbers, and then they'll tell you about the program that's going to turn it around for you real quickly. 6 locations throughout South Florida, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. The first appointment is the most important appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works, guys. If you're going through it right now, nobody needs to know. Just call Atlantic Men's Clinic. All right, welcome back, and a real treat here on a Football Friday to talk to one of the great running backs of all time, Frank Gore, former University of Miami running back, and also with the 49ers, and we say good morning to Frank. It's great to have you, Frank. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, and hey, man, I got to tell you, I watched the halftime of Monday Night Football. Putting you into the 49er Hall of Fame, which obviously is just the first start. But that's got to be cool, man, going in with Montana and Rice, Ronnie Lott, and all those guys. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was great, man. Like you said, being in the room with them type of guys, man, legends. Like you said, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Jerry Rice, Steve Young, my boy Patrick Willis. Man, that's a blessing.
Boy, that is a special group. I got to tell you, you're right, and your numbers just kind of snuck up on everybody there, my man. Third all-time rushing leader, only behind Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith. Man, that's some big-time company, brother. That's you ever think about that?
Now I do. But when I was playing, I didn't think about it. Now, you know, I'm done. And, you know, seeing how the lead is, especially for the position, you know, playing running back, you can't play as much as I played. You know, they give you 2 or 3 to 4 years now. So now I look back, man, I see how blessed I was, and show me what type of player I was, man, when I look back now.
You know, Frank, it's funny you said that, because you hear most teams are rotating 1 or 2 or 3 running backs and playing a lot of guys, trying to keep everybody fresh because of the injuries. And you did play at a time, man, where you did get a lot of touches, because you could also – hell, you had 20,000 yards, not just 16,000, had another 4,000 catching the ball. So I think those days are pretty much gone now. And it was amazing how durable you were.
Yeah, I was blessed, and especially, you know me since high school, Joe. You know what I had to deal with in college, and hearing all the doubters saying I won't be able to play but two years, if that. And I was blessed to play 16 years. So, you know, I just it lets you know what type of, how much I respected the game, how much I put time in to making sure my body was good, and that is.
You know, it's funny, you said that you went to, of course, to Coral Gables High School, and at the last second, because your mother decided to stay, which is cool for UM and things, but you had 2 ACL, man, very seldom. You had one on each knee while you were at UM, and yeah, mm-hmm. You end up, they get a bargain, right? Because they get you healthy with the 49ers in the third round, and then you're off and running. It's amazing, like, you stayed healthy. And I think a lot of it, the Bomarito off-season workouts, and I've heard Bomarito talk about you, and guys that have been over there have all said the same thing. They were shocked at how hard you worked, even after you were really good in your workouts.
No, I just wanted to make sure I'd be ready. I love the game. I know that because I had to deal what I had to deal with in college, that it's not promised. And so it's like whatever I had to, you know, prepare myself to get ready for the season, I made sure when I went to camp that I didn't have no doubts in my mind. And, you know, once I got to camp, man, I was, you know, even pushed even harder to get ready for the season.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
So I got to ask you, we watched your son grow up, and now with the Buffalo Bills, how cool was that to go to Buffalo and watch your son during preseason? That had to be cool as hell.
That's one of the best moments, you know, ever, man. Seeing my son, you know, get an opportunity in the NFL, and also the game I went to, he balled out, man, and showed people that he belongs in this league. Even though, you know, he didn't make the 53, he only practiced for it, and they like him. And I just told him, man, it's all God's time. Just keep his head down, keep working, and, you know, you did show that you belong here. So whenever you get your opportunity, like he always done, you take advantage of him, and he will.
Frank, you were here at the University of Miami when it was still pretty special, and everybody's brother was going there, and there were like first-round picks in front of you and second-round picks, and guys went on to have great careers, and everybody had to wait their turn a little bit. And to see it kind of back and starting to look like that again with what Mario has done, how do you feel about this UM team from what you've seen?
These first three weeks, man, I feel great. And, you know, I feel great because, you know, Mario knew what they're supposed to look like. Now Mario got mainly his guys here who he brung in. And you could tell, you could see the difference by even just the way they play. They play hard. You know, we got a great quarterback doing his thing. We got a couple of running backs, receivers, defense balling. So we're in a good place right now, man. I just want, you know, as long as they just keep working, keep their head down, and keep doing them.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. You know, what do you see now? Like, you had to wait your turn. Like, people don't realize, like, yeah, you got to play and, you know, in the third and fourth quarter when you're a freshman and one of the top freshmen in the country and averaged like 20 yards a carry. It was hilarious watching. You were getting like 80 yards in the fourth quarter. It's pretty funny. But you had to wait your turn, and now these guys go, if I ain't playing, I ain't staying.
Well, that's just the generation, man. You know, it's different, man. Like, you know, I can't explain it. I don't really like it, man, because, you know, in the real world, man, when things don't go right, like with your family or at a regular job, you can't just get up and leave. You know what I'm saying? Stick it out. And I don't like how, you know, that you could just get up and leave when things not going right instead of working hard and getting through it. You know what I'm saying? Because in the real world, you can't live like that, man.
Yeah, it's no, 100% for sure.
And let's be real, Joe, everybody's not going to make it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, when you have to deal with stuff, when it gets, stuff get hard and, you know, you can deal with it, you know, or something you love, in the real world, you'll be able to make it in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I always wondered, Frank, because you had such a great career, what was it like for Junior, who was a heck of a running back? We watched him go through, you know, at the different levels, high school to college. What do you say to him? Because you know he's got to hear every day about who his dad is. So what do you tell him when you talk to him?
I just told him to be him. You know, whenever your name get mentioned with mine, you're doing something good. You're doing something great. So, you know, don't worry about it. Just be you, man. I'm going to be proud of you no matter what. Just go out there and be you, have fun, and just go enjoy it, man. You know, I never put the pressure on them, you know, about, oh, you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we training, I'm going to make them train like how you're supposed to. But, like, once you're out there playing ball, go be you. You know, don't worry about what I did. Go be the best of you, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, no, it's just been a great story. I got to tell you, having you back in town here, Frank, is great. You're going back and forth. I know you're doing work with the San Francisco 49ers as maybe their greatest running back of all time, but what an organization out there too, huh?
Yeah, great organization, man. The York family, been blessing me and my family. You know, John Lynch, great GM, head coach, one of the best head coach, Kyle. So, you know, we beat up right now, but, you know, long season. Once we get all our soldiers back, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah, no, I could see that for sure. Hey, the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, the trading card show, Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, September 28th and 29th, by the way. But Frank will be signing noon to 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then Mark Super Duper will be noon to 2 on Sunday. Frank, you still enjoy that, getting a chance? And you got to hear everybody's stories and their best moments with what they remember of that long career, man. It's got to be fun for you.
Yeah, it is, man. So on the 28th, please, y'all, everybody come out. You know, from Miami guy from high school all the way up. You know, playing for the Dolphins, all my fans from high school, college. You know, I want y'all to come support us, man, and let's have a good time, you know, and take pictures and do whatever, you know.
Hey, Frank, I got to tell you, it's great. And can I just bring – I'm going to go old school. I'm going to pull a Larry Bluestein for just a second. I've told everybody you're one of the greatest running backs of all time down here in South Florida growing up. This wasn't some accident. The games you had against Northwestern when they were really good – was kind of the difference for me. How about, do you still remember those games? You didn't just put up like 100 yards and a 5-yard average. You put up stupid numbers in those games.
Yeah, Joe, I'm going to tell you, like, after my junior year and when I led the county in rushing, I went up to my high school coach and I told him, listen, coach, for no one won't say anything about who I played I said, Coach, my last year, Coach, please, I want all the top schools. And he did it. And
wow.
He did it, and, you know, and I put on, you know, show and showed him what I was about. And that's why, you know, Miami University of Miami and the other schools wanted me because I didn't just do it against no sloppies. You know what I'm saying? I did it against the top guys.
Hey, Fred.
But for a young kid, a young kid to go to his head coach and tell him I want all the tough teams, that, you know, I don't think you see that no more, you know?
No, listen, they're all running to all play together now, Frank. It's as you know, it's a different situation for transferring in high school here now too, as crazy as that is. So yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun, Frank, getting a chance to talk to you. You'll be at the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. I hope to come up there and see you, my man. So thank you so much for joining us. It's great, and I hope I can get together with you at some point.
All right, Joe, man. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Right back at you, Frank. Thank you. Frank Gore, going to be a Hall of Famer here real soon in the first start. But he'll be signing here in town on September 28th. And Mark Super Duper on the 29th as well. So a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff going on here, and plenty to get to. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up, so we'll jump aboard on all that stuff as well. But still, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.